This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Summer is winding down, but conversations about what to do this weekend are ramping up. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, tells us about some enjoyable and safe activities that are going on in the region. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's hard to believe it, but next week is already the Labor Day holiday. And that always kind of feels like the end of summer to me, and the last time you can go to some really good cookouts. Did you know the Saturday before Labor Day is International Bacon Day?
I did not.
Well, bacon has 2 days, International Bacon Day and National Bacon Day in December.
I think I'm hearing, the grill sizzling? So I'm assuming these are the food variety and not, say, a celebration of the philosopher Francis Bacon?
No, but as the father of empiricism, he would have loved our segment, as he believed that people did their best learning through sensory experiences. So I have some good ones for you this week.
And we are ready.
The Penn Museum opens a new exhibit called Living with the Sea, Charting the Pacific. It's about the ways in which Pacific Islanders or Oceanians were impacted by the sea. This collection was curated by students and includes some rarely seen artifacts.
That's good for the senses. When does it begin?
It starts on Friday, and advance tickets are recommended. Now let's head from the sea to the Arboretum.
I'm following you. Take us there.
The Arboretum hosts a Sunday fun day. You can come out every Sunday between 2 and 5 p.m. through October and hang out with the farm's goats and learn more about them from the Arbory staff. They even have a goat yoga program.
Goats doing downward dog.
I think maybe more mountain pose. You know, goats, mountains. But the most important thing is that it's free and you can bring the kids and enjoy a day with them outside.
Very nice. Getting outside with your kids is so important.
That's exactly right. Now, I'm going to give you a heads up about an event next week so you have the time to get your tickets, Jennifer.
Okay.
I've shared an option for getting out with the kids, but what about with another important family member?
Let's see, maybe another sibling or the grandparents.
No, I'm talking about your dog. The Winterthur Museum is hosting Music Along the Bank next Thursday, September 3rd, and your canine companion is welcome as long as they're well-behaved and on a leash. Now, you can also bring a blanket, a lawn chair, and some picnic food. The Joe Hillman Band will be the day's entertainment. It all gets started at 5:30, and it is ticketed, but it's just $10, and if you're a member, it's free.
I'm assuming the dogs are free?
You got it. And there's more than enough room outside to socially distance.
Speaking of that, what is going on virtually this week?
What is more of a sensory experience than turning the pages of a fresh new book? I love the smell, too. The Ebenezer Maxwell Mansion hasn't reopened yet, but they are hosting a virtual Zoom with author Lorene Carey. She's one of Philly's favorite authors, and the discussion will center around her critically acclaimed book, The Price of a Child. That's via Zoom this Saturday at 1 p.m.
She is fantastic. I remember hearing her the first time on Radio Times this year. Tanya, thank you for playing to our senses this week.
Well, you are welcome. And as always, you can head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you will find a special Smithsonian Museum staff playlist, and also where you can see Philly's own Leslie Odom Jr. of Hamilton fame. Find out what he's doing now.